Double Vision, Vista Delirio Mysteries, Book 1. Written by Elizabeth Hunter. Narrated by Ava Lucas. Chapter 1. There was something magical about nights in the desert. Julia Brooks stepped out of the guest house on her ex-husband's estate, marveling at the lights and music that filled the evening. She walked up the brick path, circling the back patio of the Spanish estate in Palm Springs, and toward the sounds of revelry centered around the pool. She'd heard the guests at Dean and Sergio's monthly dinner party from inside the guest house. It wasn't her first time, but nothing could prepare you for the onslaught of eccentricity and friendly chaos that awaited guests at Sunday dinner. It was her first party as a new resident of Vista Delirio, the wealthy and exclusive corner of Palm Springs where Dean, her ex-husband and business partner, had lived for 20 years. Julia spotted an elegant woman in a vintage emerald gown from the corner of her eye. The woman walked soundlessly across the grass, stepped to give Julia a curious look, then continued toward the deeper shadows of the garden.
"Hey, gorgeous."
She turned toward the sound of the familiar voice and saw Dean waving her over to a table covered in wine glasses, champagne flutes, and myriad bottles of bubbly and other libations. She spun around. "I came prepared."
"You look fantastic."
He leaned down, kissed her cheek, and handed her a glass of champagne all in one smooth motion.
"I see you got the memo."
Julia looked down at the rich blue caftan that nearly swept the ground, then around the glittering azure pool. "This is my first caftan, Dean."
"You're in Palm Springs now, darling. It won't be your last."
Dean was 6 foot tall with silver gray hair and a jaw that seemed to get more sculpted the older he got.
"Trust me, you're going to love it here. You already fit right in."
She knew the rich cerulean color of her silk caftan set off her blonde hair and clear blue eyes, but she couldn't escape the feeling that she was walking around in public with a bedsheet thrown over her bra and panties. Julia wasn't in Orange County anymore. She sipped her champagne for courage. "I think we should wander." Dean motioned toward the crowd.
"Sounds like a plan."
He pointed at the table.
"Just come back to the bar and help yourself when you need a refill, or grab a waiter if you can catch one."
They strolled through the bunches of
sample complete. Ready to continue?